Well, hello and good morning, folks. Hello, 2015. Man, we finally made it. I can't believe it. It's been an incredible year. So many things that I did. So many things I left behind. Golly. I think I did my to-do list just a couple hundred things too large. Beautiful weather. It's a Friday morning, just a little past 5 a.m. Temperatures around 75, maybe 76 Fahrenheit. So what would that be? Like a 21, 22, 23 Celsius? I don't know. But give or take, it's somewhere around there. Had my first mug of coffee and I decided to come outdoors to do this audio boom, Twitter, Facebook, email, whatever we want to call it. Method of doing audio recordings to share our thoughts and our comments and our opinions out to the world, whether people listen to them or not, whether they agree with us or not. So, what can I say? Well, for 2015, more gardening, wine making. My package came in yesterday. I purchased a wine making kit. So I will be able to use the fruits, our tropical fruit, to make 6 gallons at a time of Caribbean fruit wines. Man, that's going to sound exciting. Very simple method, so I should have no trouble there. Yeah, somebody started up their engine. Maybe going off to work. Yeah, today's the first. Some people do have to work. As for myself and my wife has had the past 2 weeks off as vacations. So it's kind of weird having her around for the past 15 years. She might take a day off or two in a row, but never has she been around since we got married for 15 days in a row. And I didn't get bored of her. It's like, come on, go back to work. Until you have to start working. When are you going to start working? It's been a good 15 days when you add in the weekends. So it was 2 full weeks. 2 full Monday through Fridays. And 3 weekends joined right in. Today, I got to fix up everything. I will be leaving to the West Coast for my family annual meeting. All my cousins, uncles, and extended family, which that's, you know, the wife and kids and stuff like that from my cousins. It's a big party. Pork roast, moonshine, different Caribbean cuisine dishes. And it's even that we're a small island, it's a four and a half hour drive because I have to go almost to the west, and then it's an hour and a half up mountain region. So, and since you aren't from that area, you have to drive careful. You know, you don't know what you're going to find around the next bend. You know, like, oops, brake, stop. What else? Well, and tomorrow I have another family activity. And this one, we have a school bus. Man, I'm not too sure if I will be able to make it on that one because I'm going prepared to go to today's activity. And from our activity today, then I will drive to my in-laws and stay over because the school bus will be leaving from that town. And it's kind of useless to drive to my town and then have to drive from my home down an hour to make it to the school bus. So might as well, you know, if I leave today's activity, I might just go straight from that activity to my in-laws, spend the night over there and wake up early tomorrow and jump on the school bus. I really don't remember when was the last time I rode on a school bus. So just for that, it's worth the trip. So I will take my microphone, my headset, and hopefully do some recordings. I am thinking, and I am still biting myself, whether I want to jump back in to do audio recordings. Not so much on a daily basis. I think I'm going to plan to do them more on a weekly thing, so I don't get burnt out as I did last time. I still recall all those recordings when it was audible. So I'm just walking around here and stretching up, walking behind the truck and making it back upwards. Ah, crap, I forgot. I didn't leave the front door open. So that means I will have to walk around the home again. Come, kid. Who are you? This is my... Hey, high five. Gotta be careful he doesn't get tangled up in my cables. Meow Doberman walks up to me and lifts his front paw and gives me a high five. Big, big, beautiful dog there. I love these Dobermans. And I'm playing around. So, folks, don't want to bore you to death. Oh, excuse me. Coffee I must brew. I got myself a new DeLonghi espresso brewer, so now I have two espresso brewers. I have the Black & Decker, I have the DeLonghi, and I have stovetop Grecas. We also purchased a new stove, a beautiful stove. So holy cow, now I have one stove that it's a 5-top burner. I have another stove with a small oven, and that stove has a 4-top burner. Now this new stove is a large stove, huge 5.5 cubic feet oven with 5 burners. And I have my grill outdoors, a huge stainless steel grill, which is a 5 burner plus a side burner and a rotisserie. So let's see, 5 burners on one and 5 on the new one, that's 10. The small stove is 14 and 6 on the grill. Holy cows, 20. 2 refrigerators, 1 floor freezer, a microwave. Golly, you would think I have like a family of 15. Nah, it's that we like cooking. We like the kitchen stuff. That's why I'm so involved now in my... Oh, it's lost my voice there. Excuse me. So that's why I'm involved so much in my gardening now. When I put stuff on the table without having to pay for them. cheapo. Well, folks, Happy New Year. Blessings from the Caribbean. Whatever you wish for, you have to work for. Wishes don't come true if you don't get your ass off your chair and start figuring out how the hell you're going to do it. Lawn doesn't get mowed on its own. Books don't get read on their own. Food doesn't get cooked on its own. Nor do the dishes get washed. So maybe for 2015, get your ass off the chair and make a difference in your life. Take care, folks. As always, 3, 2, 1, I'm signing off. See you later. Happy 2015. Bye-bye.